finding ways to cope with higher fuel prices. Encontrando maneras de lidiar con precios más altos de combustible. Estos son algunos comentarios de algunas personas describiendo cómo se las arreglan con el alto costo de la gasolina hoy en día. Most motorists are simply bearing up against soaring prices. They may swear, they may complain, but they end up filling up as always. Some are riding the bus or train, or are carpooling. Some are giving up 4 wheels for 2. A scooter or a bicycle. They changed their routines as a result of soaring fuel prices. Better planning, combining errands into a single trip, is the common way now. Some say they're less affected because they bought or leased a more fuel-efficient vehicle. One of them is so proud of his Chevrolet Volt electric car, which also has a gas engine, that he laughs off higher gas prices. Haven't filled up since November. What's the price of gas now? He says he's filled up once since he owned it. His daily commute is about 25 miles. That's within the electric-only range of the Volt. So he uses virtually no gas getting to work. He estimates that his electric bill has increased $30 per month to recharge the vehicle each night. When Susan's car was total in a wreck, she left the motoring world behind. Now she rides the bus. I decided not to replace it because the public bus system was so easy and cheaper than gas. She had been spending about $600 a month on auto payments, insurance, maintenance, and gasoline. Riding the bus costs just $40 a month, and she can use the savings to pay off student loans. But she pays a price in time. Her commute from home to Arizona State University is about 20 minutes to an hour each way. She says she tries to use the time productively. I can get a lot of work done on the bus that I can do while driving. Kirk once drove a Cadillac, but downsized to a Volkswagen Passat. It burns less gas and it's a lot cheaper to fill it up. I really needed to save that money. That car had to go. I think before people were freaking out about the prices, but they've gone up so much, you just have to find ways to deal with it. As long as the wind chill stays above zero, you'll find Kirk pedaling his bike to work. He says at first it was a sometime thing, but as gas prices went higher, I started doing it more. Then it became a necessity when one of his family's two cars died. His wife needed the survivor, so he found himself biking each day. Now the family has two cars again, but Kirk's car stays parked 5 or 6 days a week. And there's a bonus: exercise. It's more fun to ride a bike than drive a car. 10 or 12 years ago, I would have never said that. Why Americans don't like soccer? ¿Por qué a los norteamericanos no les gusta el fútbol? Esta persona explica sus razones por la cual, según él, los estadounidenses no han acogido este deporte como el resto del mundo. I'm an American, and honestly, I don't like soccer. I admit, perhaps, I just can't appreciate the finer points of the game. Regardless, I don't enjoy watching it, especially on television. I am also not caught up in the nationalization of a sport, the flag waving, the mindless chants of USA, USA, utter nonsense. As far as I'm concerned, the World Cup hype seems much the same as the phony patriotism perpetrated by the Olympics. The US team was eliminated by Ghana at the last World Cup tournament. But it's not just that loss that accounts for the lack of American fan interest. The teams played for more than 2 hours, and only 3 goals were scored by both teams combined. Low-scoring games don't help, but even that alone is not the reason either. Here's why I think Americans don't like soccer. Not enough action. The 4 most popular team sports among American fans are football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. The action of each of these games brings the possibility of a score to virtually every moment of play. From the beginning of the contest to its final second, American sports fans love action in their team sports. Sure, they love scoring too, but most of all, they crave the excitement presented by the chance of a score on every play. Not true for soccer. American sports fans just don't want to see a team have possession of the ball 629 times in a game and only get off one or two shots on goal and not score at all. Boring. All cultures have differences, even when it comes to sports. Here, unlike other places, we look for sustained action and the ever-present opportunity to put points on the board. Finding neither in soccer, interest in the United States will remain limited to events like the World Cup.